Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on You Can Cook Too. My recipe today is a dessert recipe. Like most of my recipes, it is very simple to do. And it's simple because, as I've said before, I'm not a professional chef or a cook. I do it because I like it, and I hope that you will like it and try some of these recipes. This one is really simple. For four people, you need 8 plums, which you should halve and stone. You need 2 tablespoons of light brown muscovado sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, and then you can either use sour cream, creme fraise, or plain yogurt. So what you do is you heat the oven to 220 degrees centigrade. That's about gas mark 7. And you put the plums with the flesh turned upwards in a tight-fitting single layer. So the skin side will be down, the flesh side up. And you mix the sugar and cinnamon and sprinkle it over the plums. Bake it in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. You will see the sugar melting and caramelizing, and when you touch the plums, they'll be extra soft. You can then spoon the soured cream or the creme fraise or the plain yogurt over them, and you can serve them. Or you can go a step farther. Over that, over the cream or the creme fraise or the yogurt, you can put 2 tablespoons of demerara sugar. That's a different kind of brown sugar. You can sprinkle it over it and put it under a grill until it becomes melts and becomes crunchy. I don't bother with that actually, because it just adds another layer of complication to a very simple recipe. If you do that, leave them under the grill until the sugar melts. But whether you do or don't, you serve these plums, these baked plums, with the cream mix on top with shortbread biscuits. This is a really delicious recipe. And if you have a dessert wine, this is actually the kind of recipe that would go well with a very nice dessert wine. The music that I'm going to link to the plums is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And it's actually a ballet. Now, I hate ballet. I've been a few times. I will never go again. I don't like it. I don't even find it erotic like it's supposed to be. But the music of this is quite cute and tinkly. And you can kind of think of some sprinkly, shiny, sprinkly stuff. So when you're putting the sugar over it, think of the little fairies' dancing shoes sprinkling with glitter. It's taken from a piece written by Tchaikovsky in 1892. And he began writing it in 1891, and it was first performed in 1892. He wrote the music, and the original choreographer of the dance piece is unknown. But it's a very famous ballet, and you can see ballerinas all over YouTube dancing it. One of the best known, and in fact the first sugar plum fairy in the ballet, was a young woman called Antoinette del Era. Her initial performance was not well liked by all the critics. One of them, who was in fact Tchaikovsky's brother, described her as being pudgy and ugly. Now, I can't imagine any more damning criticism for a ballerina to receive from a critic. And the other problem was that in the early years of the ballet, Sugar Plum didn't actually have a lot of dancing to do. She was actually doing not much. And Del Era expanded the role and added more dance to the whole ballet. So here is the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, and enjoy the music. And you might even enjoy watching it on YouTube as well, but I won't be joining you on that one.